Blog Talk Radio.
Through the years, I keep on joining. Lord, I'm toiling through the storm and rain. Oh, I'm patiently waiting and watching for the Savior come again.
We're going to press on in the name of Jesus.
We know that God is still healed and he's still blessing. And I just know him as he's still able. You know, the songwriter says, when the gates swing open, he said, I walk in.
Yeah.
You know, you are, sister and brother, I know you have heard me say this many times. A young man by the name of Lord Ray told me, he said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed. And I want to go back to what the song said. When the gates swing open, see, Brother Tim, you hear what he said? He said, when the gates swing open,
yes,
he said, I walk in. See, he can only know he going to walk in because his business is fixed on this side. If you know that you know you done fix your business with the Lord on this side, you know you're going to walk in. And that's why Lord can say, boy, hold your head up. Don't cry for me.
Yeah.
And he went on home peacefully because he knew that he had frightened himself with the Lord. He had done all he could while he could to hold up the bloodstained banner, to do God's will. And when you do that, you just have no worries. Sister and brother, I got your tea, if you could. Could you take over for me? I'm going to have to get out of here. I'm still at work. Yes, Brother Dog, Malcolm went home. But the thing with that, Brother Dog, he had his business fixed.
Amen.
I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I say, don't let Malcolm suffer. Please do it for me, Lord. I said, if you're going to leave him with me, I said, Lord, heal him. So I asked the Lord. I had a long talk with Jesus. I said, Lord, will you heal him if you're going to leave him with me? I said, but Lord, if you're going to take him, I said, Lord, just take him. Don't let him suffer. They called today around 12, 1 o'clock to tell us that my third oldest uncle, I only had two left of my mother's side. All I got is my baby uncle, and that's it. But God is still good. God is still healing. God is still answering prayer. He answered my prayer. He didn't let Marcus suffer. He's going home now. He's in a better place now. He's resting now. Resting with the Father.
Yes.
Oh, Brother Tim, he's resting now.
Oh, yes.
He was sick then, Brother Tim. He's resting now. He's not sick no more now. He's resting now. Go.
All right.
To be with the Father. And if we do what the Lord has instructed us to do, see, I believe with my soul that we'll see him again in the name of Jesus. That's why I can tell you, brother and sister, God is a healer. I can tell you he's a way maker. Oh, he's a mind regulator. I asked the Lord, I said, look on my family, Lord. I said, Lord, I said, touch their hearts, touch their minds. Don't let them cry so much. Don't let them suffer. Hold them. Let them know that you make no mistakes. See, one thing about my Lord and Savior, he make no mistakes. It's a door that we all got to walk through one day. Every last one of us going to walk through one day. In the name of Jesus. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You still with us, Brother Devo? Well, I'm just going to tell him from here. He dropped something. But I truly thank God for this day, and I thank God for everything that he does for us. And I thank God for my brother. Praise God. He passed today, and I know it's not an easy thing. It's not easy on any of the family. It was very, very hard on his wife. He had took sick Sunday. We thought, well, he'd been sick for some years, but he had took really bad off on Sunday. And we all thought we were losing Sunday. And his wife, just bless her heart, she just suffered so much. They couldn't make her go home. She's going to stay right here. Then they had to transfer him to Tupelo. And when they transferred him there from Amory to Tupelo yesterday morning, he was still doing bad. They gave him dialysis again, which at this point, it got to the point it really wasn't helping him. It was making it worse rather than helping. His sugar went down, and he made it through the night. His wife went home and came back, and he had opened his eyes, and they said he was alert. And then he slept away. And I just thank God that my brother lived, praise God, to be 83 years old. That all by itself is a blessing. So many people don't live to get that age. Some barely make it to 16. But because of the grace of God, God saw fit to let him live that long. Even though it's a sad occasion for me and for Brother D, praise the Lord, we can look back and say, well, thank you, Jesus. You let us have him for such a long time. Which when you look at it like today, you would say, well, if he had just stayed a little while longer. But we have to know that God knows what's best. And like Brother D was saying, like Debo was saying, he's not in pain anymore. Glory be to God. He's not sick anymore. That soul is going to be with God. And it would be a while before we get over it. We just lost one brother last year. And now another one this year. But God knows what is, and I just thank God for that. And I thank God for the service that is to come forth today. And I'm just going to breathe a word of prayer, and we're going to turn into the hands of Brother Tim. Father God, we come to you, dear God, with a bowed down head and a humble heart, God. Father God, we thank you for this day, God. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, God. We thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, God. Father God, everything that happens in our life, Father God, is your will in everything you do, Father God, it is good. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, and we ask you to continue to bless everybody, bless me and my whole family, my brother and his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and his wife. Father God, bless us, God. Father God, give us that peace, Father God, to let us know that this is your will, God. Hey, glory, and whatsoever is your will, God, it is fine in our eyesight. Father God, and we ask you to bless everybody. Bless all of the bereaved family, Father God. Bless the sick, the needy, the young, the old, the poor, the homeless. Father God, we ask you to bless all the listeners today. Father God, we ask you to bless the speaker, bless the word that is to come forth, God. Strengthen them, Father God. Anoint that word, Father God. Open up the ears of the hearers, Father God, that they will listen with their heart and with their mind and with everything that is in them, that they will get the word of God and it be food for the body, the mind, and the soul. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, and we thank you for the word that is to come forth, Father God. Father God, bless us to receive and to eat. Father God, bless Brother Tim to anoint him to give that word, Father God, like never before. Father God, in this prayer, in all prayers, I ask you in the name of your darling son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God. Into your hand, Brother Tim.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's just that I want to pray, and you said you did such a wonderful prayer, even under the circumstances and in your bereaved state. Sister Marion, and it was just a wonderful prayer to ask God to strengthen you and the whole family as you guys go through. And we thank you for your strength that you have demonstrated amongst all of us, that when you know and you have that blessed assurance that God is involved, that he has things under control, even though the pain is there, but you can manage it because it's through him that strengthens you. And I just wanted to tell you that we love you, and that you and Brother D, and, you know, so much pain and so much loss and emptiness, but we're so grateful that God fills the void. He's there to comfort you, to let you know that he still loves you, and that it's going to be, I guess, part of our lesson today. And so I didn't know until just now, but that lets you know how God is. And so I just wanted to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come before you, and I ask that, Father, that you would anoint me, consecrate my heart, my soul, and my spirit, Lord. Allow me to speak your word boldly and courageously. And, Lord, let me not adulterate your word in any form or fashion. Hide me behind the cross, Lord, that you would stand forth and that they would know that you're God and God all by yourself. And that everything we need and want or desire or anything is all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. So we said, Lord, thank you. Comfort that anything is wrapped up in the name of Jesus. So I'm here to just to say thank you, Lord. And we know that you are comforter. We know that you are company keeper. We know that you are mind regulator. So just touch this family right now, Lord, as they go through. We know that you can, and we know that you will. The Hebrew boys knew. They said that they would not bow. But they said, Lord, if God doesn't deliver us, one thing we do know, we know that he's able. And that's what we want to talk about today. I'm going to be in the book of Romans, and I'm going to be at chapter 8. And I probably will be bouncing back and forth from 28 to the end of the chapter. And that'll be like verse 39. And so that's what it's all about. So, wow. Thank God for his word.
Glory be to God.
Verse 35 says, who? Listen to what he said.
Who?
No matter who. He said, shall separate us from the love of Christ. Shall trouble or hardship, persecution, or famine. See what I'm trying to tell you, my brother and sister, the word tells us right here is that don't matter what it is, it doesn't matter who it is, that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. And the Bible says that God is love. So we know that trouble comes in our lives. And the Bible says and that trouble is going to be around us all times. And that, you know, we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret because he'll never leave nor forsake us. He said all you have to do is put on the full armor of God. When trouble comes in your life, don't you know you have a big brother that you can call on? When hardship, people mistreat you and lie and despise you and scandalize your name, hardship, he says that he'll be there with us. Yeah, so I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter, even if it's persecution. People come to take you out. They want to lie. They want to see misfortune come to you in your life. They lie and cheat on you. Yeah, and famine. No matter what happens, you get the pink slip one day, and next thing I know, they evicting you out of your home, and you don't have food to feed your children. The pandemic came into our life. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter who it is. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Nakedness and danger, even the sword. People have weapons, and don't you know that my God is even bulletproof? He can protect you from the flying bullet. He can protect you from them who want to rob and do your body harm. My brothers and sisters, the Bible says, as it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. Don't you know people drive recklessly? Don't you know people scheming to try to take what you have? They'll take your life and think nothing of it. Don't you know that everywhere you go, danger is there? The devil is always lurking and trying to find whom he may devour. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. It is written for your sake. We face death all day long, my brothers and sisters. We are considered as sheep before the slaughter. Don't you know that people out there now in this world, they want to take us out. They want to mistreat us. They want to lie and scheme on it. We're like innocent little sheep that are getting ready to be butchered. We're out there, but God has us to trust in him. We got to have that blessed assurance. We got to know, just like the Bible said, and we're going to get there, in all these things that's all around us, every day of our life, every time we walk out the door, every time we go to the hospital, the doctor, do you know death is always there? Don't you know trouble is always there? Somebody's mind may not be on the right thing. They may administer the wrong medicine. Don't you know that the doctor has a marital problem and he's not thinking about what he should do and that you can die on the table? Don't you know that time I turn around, there's things that go on in our lives that we're like little sheep, always ready every single day to give our life because someone is always trying to slaughter us. My brother and sister, the devil has all kind of demons, and he wants to take us out. Yes, I'm here to tell you that all these things, we are more than conquerors. Don't you know we are champions? Yeah. Don't you know that we have it going on? Don't you know that no way we're conquerors? We're warrior. It says, why? Because through him who loves us. Who is that him? Capital H-I-M is Jesus. And that we are more than conquerors through him. For I am convinced. Paul said right here, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm convinced that neither death, angels or demons. Don't you know neither the present or the future, nor power. Don't you know there's people out there in Congress and in the White House and things all around us in foreign land that have a demise for us. They want to take us out. All this power, they want to trick us. That they want to make us a slave. I'm here today to tell you that neither height nor depth, anything else, in all creation, that means that anything from the beginning of time to eternity, nothing will be able to separate you. I'm here to tell you, my brother and sister, nothing in all creation can separate you. Well, we will be able to be separated from the love of God. We'll not be able to be separated. That is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sometimes we have to realize that in the New Testament, through the Synoptic Gospels, they introduced us to Christ, where they showed us what he did and whom and who he saved and who he healed. And we get an introduction to him. And then as we come on through, we see how the church was developed. And we realize that all this was because of God's love. Jesus said, in the Bible, it tells us that no man took his life, but he laid it down voluntarily. He could have called one angel. People say 10,000. He could have called one angel down here and destroyed this whole earth. All he had to do was speak the word, and the whole earth would have been destroyed. Oh, that's the kind of power that we have in our God. That's why Paul said, I was convinced. I have a way of believing, and that's why they call us believers and Christians. And that's why they want to tell you nothing can separate you from God, not even death, not life. Now, you can live to 150 years old, but that won't separate you. God says, I don't care what's going on, what you're going through in your life. He said, nothing can separate you, nothing in all creation. Don't you know? And that's why the Bible tells us. See, there's a difference when someone maybe have a thought or a possibility, but when you know, the Bible says, and we know that in all things, no matter what it is, God works it out for the good. We may have to go through pain and suffering, but it strengthens us. We may have to go through pain and suffering, but it lets someone else see how God can handle it and how he controls it and lifts you up and through the power of his might. What I'm trying to tell you, my brother and sister, to those who love him, God works it out for us. And that's what it's all about. Who have been called. See, that's the problem right there. So many say, well, you know, I lost my religion. No, you never had it. Because he said right here, whoever was called, and that's what he said, who have been called according to his purpose for those God foreknew, he also predestined. He already got everybody on this earth. Right here, right now, there's breathing God air. There's a job for you to do. Don't leave this earth and don't have your work done. That's why Brother D said, his uncle said, I don't want to hear all that crying and all that. My work is done. I have had, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I'm waiting to hear well done by good and faithful servant. What I'm here to tell you today, what God has for you is only for you. Can't nobody else do your job. You have been predestined. It's already been worked out for you, my brother and sister, to be conformed to the likeness of his son. God said he wants us through his word. He wants us to be like Jesus, compassionate, loving, kind, and considerate. And yeah, and that is that he might be the firstborn amongst many. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that you have to realize that those who are predestined, he has also called. And when those that he has called, he justifies. And those that he justifies, that he glorifies. So what I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, what then we say in response to all of that, all of these things, that if God be for us, who can be against us? My brothers and sisters, that's why I try to tell you what the word said. He said that who can separate you? The devil can't separate you. This life can't separate you once you're in him. And any man that be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. That's why I said, my brother and sister, I know that sometimes it sounds a little strange, but his word is going to stand forever. So that's why I said, man, the Bible said that this heaven and this earth will pass away, but his word is going to stand forever. So I'm just asking you, just like a newborn baby, wrap me up in his word. Just tangle me up in his word. My brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, who shall separate you from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship? No. Any of these persecutions that people want to do, and famines again, darknesses and dangers all around us, and so on. Yeah, you know, so many Christians gave their life. Are you a Christian? Yeah, and they beheaded them. But guess what? God said, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of my brothers and sisters. I'm going to take care of my children. He calls us his children. Ain't it nice to be a child of God and know that you got a blessed assurance that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, died and rose again on the third day, just like he said he would, that you got eternal life. Don't you know that that's your insurance policy? You got your fire insurance right there. I'm trying to tell you, my brother and sister, don't worry about what these people say. Don't worry about what your family say. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. No darkness, no death, no angels, no demons, no power, no nothing can separate. Nothing nothing in all creation can separate you from God. That's when you know you got a blessed assurance. That's why I say all the time, nobody wants to die, but guess what? If I know I got to die and I close my eyes today, I have confessed before each and every one of you that I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, died and rose again on the third day, just like he said he would, with all power in his hand over heaven and earth. That means life. He even has power even over the devil. He has power over the sun, the moon, the star. Everything obeys him. Peace be still. The disciples said, what manner of man is this that even the sea and the wind obey? The Hebrew boys say, hey,
come on,
we're not gonna bow. Yes, we're not gonna do it. But one thing we do know, he's able. He's able to deliver us, and we're gonna stand on that. And that's what we have to do. When you know that you say, you know that God has blessed you, you know that you've done what he said, because the Bible says that he's no shorter than his word. So I'm here today. Paul said, I am convinced. I am thoroughly convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So I'm here to tell you, my brother and sister, no matter what you go through, we know that sometimes trials and tribulations come in our life. Sometimes we got pain and suffering. But guess what? He's all right. And guess what I said? I heard Brother Dog play the song today. Say, when the gates swing open, I'll just walk right on in. I got that kind of blessed assurance that I know that I know that I know God didn't leave us here today. Me, you, Brother D, Sister Mary, Dog, all of you out there that the sound of my voice, don't you know the pandemic could have took you out? Don't you know that God blessed you to let you stay here for a little while longer?
That's right.
Don't you know people die every day, but you still here breathing his air? Don't you think it might be a little time for you to get it together? Don't play games. Don't let nobody else trick you, keep you in your path. You better make sure that you got your fire insurance. You better make sure that you got eternity all taken care of, that is secure, that no man has put his hand. Jesus himself, God himself said that the place that he's prepared for those who are prepared, he said that nobody, no man's hand has done it. So here I am to tell you today, my brother and sister, get it together. Don't let anything try to separate you from God. Have that blessed assurance that I know that I know. People talk about you, lie on you, but I know that I know that I know the man upstairs, and I got it right with him enough that I know that if I close my eyes, that he's no shorter than his word, he's going to bless me, and I'm going to see him face to face one day. So I want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Back to you, Brother Jim.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, well done, that good faithful servant. Those words are just music to your ears, sisters and brothers. And the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's a joyful noise for you. To be able to know you're going to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Brother Tim said some powerful words and didn't take him long. See, death hurts. That's a pain. You suffer. You're sad. But when you know that your loved one is in a better place, when you know that your loved one, see, this is why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, look here, no matter what you say, King, you can put us in the face, but we refuse to bow down to you because we serve a true and living God. See, when you know your loved one serves a true and living God, all the pain will soon go away. The tears will soon dry up. Because you know that you know.
All right.
They're in a better place. They're in a better place. That was Shadrach and Meshach. They was willing to die for the word of God. They was willing to die because they knew that they were going to stand on God's word. Marcus stood on God's word. I'm going to stand on God's word. T going to stand on God's word. Brother Tim going to stand on God's word. Oh, we get kicked around. We go through trials and tribulations, but stand on the word of Jesus. I can promise you Everything would truly be all right. Brother D gonna get out of here kind of early today. I'm still at work and their voice is not what it should be. I got some more calls to make for people, but I want you all to know before I get us a tea and after tea, we're going to turn it back to Brother Dog. Before I give it to my auntie, I want you all to know that everything is all right. When you got the Lord on your side, everything is all right. Everything is all right. Come on, T. Come on, T. Because I know that I know that I know. Come on, T.
Amen, amen, amen. Truly, we thank Brother Tim for that message on today. That is basically one of my favorite verses. You know, we go through a lot. God has equipped this body, mind, and soul to be able to stand. But we go through a lot. But he was reading from Romans 8 and 38, as Brother Paul said, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We can't let anything, no matter what happened in our life, we can't let anything separate us from the love of God. Right now, Father God, once again, Lord, we come to you as meek and humble as we know how, God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to bless Father God. Father God, there is nothing we can do without you. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength that you give us day by day. Watch us over us as we stumble and sleep. Wake us up in the morning, Father God, keeping us in a safe and sound mind, blessing our children and our families to be just fine. Father God, we thank you for that. Father God, now we ask you to bless each and every one that's on here tonight at the sound of our voice, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless in the nursing home. Father God, in the highways and the byways, in the hospitals, God. Bless the doctors, the nurses, Father God. Father God, for truly, even though it is their profession, God, there's nothing they can do without you. Father God, it's you that takes control. And Lord, we thank you for it. Father God, and we just ask you to bless this service, Father God, on Tuesday night, on Wednesday night, Father God. And as always, we ask you to bless Brother Dole, strengthen him, Father God, for all that he do, to keep us getting the word out to the people, for all that he do to show his concern for all of us, for all that he do. If he have a question, he asks it. He shows his love for us. So we thank you for him. We thank you, Father God, for all that he go through. He still has the service to continue to go on. And we thank you for that, Father. And let the service, Father God, the Tuesday night, the Wednesday night service, Father God, let it reach from one end of the world to the other, Father God. Let your word be heard, Father God, in your holy name, Father God, and we know you're able, Father God. We love you, Jesus, Father God, and we lift you up, Father God. For you said in your word, if we lift you up from the earth, you said to draw men unto you. So we lift you up, God. Father God, we thank you. Bless Sister Emily, Brother and Sister Fan, Sister Jean and her family, Brother Tatum, strength, Father God, to make it through. Father God, let him understand his grieving is showing his love for his son. Father God, but his son right now is in your hands. Father God, and you are a keeper. Father God, you will keep him. Glory be to God. Father God, and we thank you for all things, Father God. We pray that you bless us, Father God, and that everybody that heard this message, receive it, take it in, think about it, go to your Bible, the 8th chapter of Romans, and read it. Father God, and we thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Brother Dahl is in your hands.
I got something I would like to tell you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those of you who don't have no God on your
God on your side.
If I were you today, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and say, for God I live. And for God I'm willing to die. You may not feel like you need him now, but after a while, when it's all over, when someone calls and you won't be able to no longer, please listen to me and take this advice.
Good evening. If you notice today, you got three people on the line today. You got Brother Tim House with one powerful, powerful, powerful sermon. Every time he speaks, it touches his heart. You got Brother D, which is at work, takes his time off from work, taking a chance he might get fired from his job because he over here trying to give you the word. And last but not least, we got Sister Marion. Brother just passed today. Come on now. Strong woman on here today to give y'all the word in her time of bereavement. Come on, guys. If these people can sacrifice for you all to bring y'all the word, y'all can't take 20, 30, 15, 20 minutes out to hear the word? The song says, don't wait too long. You better listen to some of these songs we be playing because it's talking to everybody within our listening ear. Everybody. Brother D, always, and I be heard me sometime. I go to him and tell him, I call it playing with God. I call it don't play with God. When we in trouble, we want to holler, oh, Lord, oh, God, help me, please. Get me out of this. As soon as we get free, we go right back doing the same old dumb stuff. If you pay attention, I always tell some of my listeners on the other side, steady people. Now, Sister Marion, if she didn't tell me that her brother passed today, listening to her, I wouldn't know nothing was wrong with her. But I said, steady people. Now, did you hear Brother Tim House? He just heard it. And it affected him. I heard it in his voice. He didn't know where to go. He was hurt. So, people, I'm trying to tell you, just because people put on a good front that they're okay, sometimes we're not okay. All of us need to be more to ourselves and to our fellow man, because we never know when we might need to ask for a helping hand or a shoulder to cry on or somebody just to talk to. Now, I know y'all probably saying, what the heck is dog talking to about? Well, you better pay attention, because I just gave you three examples. Brother D is at work, but yet and still, he come on this program to try to give y'all the word to help y'all better your life. Brother Tim, one of the powerful sermons you can ever get on a blog talk show, public, a free blog talk show. You don't have to dress up. You can be at home with raggedy clothes on. You can be working on your car. You can be buck naked in the shower. You could be anything. All you got to do is listen. You got to turn your radio on and listen. Then you got Sister Mary on there. Strong woman. I keep saying strong woman because I never heard her voice crack. And I know her heart got to be hurting for her brother that just passed today. Now, I know the sermon today was short and sweet, but it was real good. With me saying what I said, I know they got something to say behind that. So I'm going to open them back up, and if they want to say anything else, let them say it. But we should also pray for those people. We should pray for them. They need help sometime, too. God bless everybody. I'm going to open y'all back up. Sister Marion, Brother D, Tim House, y'all are back home. Take it from there.
Amen. 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 Come on, T.
I just want to say, Brother Dog, truly, we thank you for that. We thank you for showing your concern for us, for the words that you're saying to the people. They should hear everything you said, for what you said is so true, that they still have a chance to hear the word, receive the word. We don't want to leave this earth. We don't want to leave this earth without the Holy Ghost. Some
Amen.
People call it the Holy Spirit. You can call it either one you want. You don't want to leave this earth without it. Yes, it hurts mm-hmm. to lose my brother. Glory be to God.
Yes.
It hurts. When I first moved to Mississippi, he was retired, and me and him would go out in the yard at the family house and make up games. Put a bucket and get some big rocks and see who could throw the most rocks in the bucket. I mean, we did things like that because we grew up as a family close to each other. And I thank God for that. But, you know, I would never say, Lord, why did you take my brother? I would never say that because
Amen.
My brother been Amen. Sick for a long time.
Amen.
He only had one kidney. He had one already was removed. He'd been on dialysis for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And dialysis is not good for anybody. It's a short-term thing. And if you don't go ahead and get that kidney that you need, the longer you're on it, the sicker you're going to be. So he went through it. And I'm like Brother D. I don't want him to lay up in pain, just laying up there a shell of a person, basically. That's what he was. It was a blessing. It hurt. I'm going to tell you, it hurt. I spent all day laughing and talking to God about the time that we had, about the good time that we had while he was living. The crazy thing he would do when he comes to my house, he'd tell my husband, Jane Willie, cook me some coffee. You know, it was silly stuff. But it was so fun. It was so fun. I couldn't ask times, Uncle William, you want a slice of pie? No, I want a whole pie. So I had to cook him a whole pie. So it's the little things. And I thank God for the little things that I can remember. It doesn't have to be everything so big and fantastic all the time. Something wrong with my car? He was an auto mechanic. He taught his son how to be an auto mechanic. I take it to them. My car gets fixed no matter what the problem was. So I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Brother Dog. You're always, like, right on time with everything. And you know what? That is a gift from God. It's nothing of you. It's a gift from God. You are on time with everything, even sometimes when you talk and you don't know what we're going through, but you hit on it. That's a blessing.
Amen.
And I just
Brother
thank
fans,
God
fan, you
everyone yeah. on this radio yeah. station.
Amen.
And yes, my heart is aching for my brother. But
mm-hmm.
you know what? I'm not going to let nothing
mm-hmm.
separate me from the love of God.
Amen. Brother Fan, Sister Fan,
that
you
is in Christ Jesus our love.
Amen.
I'm sorry, what was that,
like
dog?
I'd like to say good evening to everyone. I was riding with Brother Fan, and at the time that he came on, we came on, we was trying to figure out what was going on. And so, therefore, once we heard, I'm still rejoicing because here's the fact. Brother Fan, Brother Willie, I heard you say you have never heard even her voice crack. I recall when my sister took her last journey and my mother took her journey. You don't hear that crack in her voice because she already knows that when her brother took his journey today, he is in the arms of God. He is no longer suffering. He is no longer in pain. He is at peace. And when you've had a life like we've had with our siblings, and they're no longer
mm-hmm.
here with us, we're still at peace because, for one, you know you loved your brother and you did what needed to be done for him while he was here. And the memories
mm-hmm.
that have been left behind are joyous memories.
That's
and
right.
all that we can
That's
wish
right.
is that we live and press our way through, that when it's time for us to take our journey, they'll be standing there at the threshold waiting on us, along with Jesus saying, "My servant, come home. You have fought a hard battle, but here
right.
you
come
are
on,
walking
man.
The streets paved with gold, and your family members are waiting on you. And you will hear him say, as your brother has, 'My servant, well done.'"
Yes, yes.
"My servant, well done. I want to tell you that I am praying for you and your family, but I already know in my soul that we're just gathering and we're going to rejoice. And although our hearts may ache that we will no longer see our loved ones in person, the memories and the love that we've had for one another, that's what's going to carry you. That's what's going to carry us."
Yes,
so I
yes,
tell you,
yes.
My sister, I'm with you. I understand, but I know how you're on this radio because you know when you have God in your heart and soul, nothing can take that love and joy away. God told
yes.
us that one day he was going to come back for us. He doesn't tell us
mm-hmm.
when. All he tells us
That's
to do
right.
is to be ready. And I know that your brother was ready. And I know that you are
yeah.
going to be okay because you are already walking and standing in nothing but God's word. Brother
yeah.
Fan, and
yeah.
I love and respect you. And if there's anything we can do to make this time yeah. any easier for you, we're here. My husband fights to hear you speak, Sister Mary, and he loves you. Sometimes I get a bit jealous. Because he was like, "Wait, I can't talk. Sister Marion is on the radio. You're going to have to hold on." So I tell you,
Praise
I love
God.
You. We respect you, Brother Dean. Y'all are in our prayers. And Brother Dog, I can't tell you enough how much we love and respect you for what your vision has done and you brought all of us
yes.
together. But when we
yes.
know what God can do for us,
Satan yes.
get thee behind us because you cannot steal our joy. I love and respect
Amen.
You. And again, if there's anything we can do for you,
yeah.
we're here. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Anybody got anything else they want to say? Anybody got anything else they want to say? Just amen. Amen. Okay. I got to play this song. I might play a little bit longer, but you need to listen to this song, y'all. Y'all need to listen to this song.
Brother Don, let me just say to Sister Fan, thank you so much for that, Sister Fan. You know, I've been telling people about you ever since Brother Dog gave us that little honorary program to show how much he appreciates us. And I thank God for that. I mean, it's a blessing for somebody to pray for you sincerely like you did for me. I thank God for that. Because I find oftentimes people can't pray for me because they don't know what they're praying for.
Come
well,
on
if
now.
You don't know Jesus, I guess you can.
Come on now.
Glory be to God. So I thank God for you. And I remember your prayer.
Yes.
That
yes.
went straight to my heart.
And it was from my heart.
I just want to tell you that. Thank you. And thank you for your words on today. I do appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Emily. Sister Emily.
Hey.
Hey, beautiful. Been missing you.
Oh, I've been missing y'all too. I know I've just been listening the past few weeks. I listened to the word tonight. The thing that stuck out the most was we are more than conquerors. And I love to hear that. It just makes you feel good. Secondly, I want to send my condolences out to you, Sister Marian. I will keep you in my prayers. And like Sister Fan said, we are all here for you the same way that you're here for us every single week, no matter what's going on in y'all's lives. And we really do appreciate y'all. We need that. The world needs that. I just want to thank y'all again for everything that y'all do, because I know it's not easy. It's not always easy for me to hit the one button just to talk to y'all, you know. Sometimes it's a little harder to, you know. But I'm always here. I'm always listening. And I just thank y'all. And y'all will always be in my prayers. And I just thank y'all for what y'all do day in and out.
Amen, amen. Amen. We thank Brother B for standing. That's his uncle. Bebo is my nephew. That's his uncle. And I'm not going to tell you, Brother B didn't shed him a tear because he'll cry in a minute. Yes, he cried. But when he got through crying, he wiped his face and got on this radio. Because of his love for the people and his love for God. And we thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen. Okay. Like I said, I play this song because the more you play it, the more you understand it. If y'all take a moment today, just do me a favor. If you don't do nobody else, just listen to the words of this song. Just listen to the words. You might get tired of hearing it, but listen to the words of this song.
And I'll say right now that I
yes.
Sonny, I'm too close to have heaven. Y'all listen to this now. To my journey's end. To my journey's end. Lord. Anybody out there? I'm too close. Made up your mind that I'm going if I have to go by myself. I can't turn back. In a world of sin. In a world of sin. I wouldn't take nothing. I wouldn't take nothing. Not silver. Not even gold. I wouldn't take nothing. Nothing for my journey now. Nothing for my journey now. I stand still, Lord. You know, I don't care what the cost is. Doesn't matter what the cost is. I've got to make it. I'm gonna make it to heaven somehow.
To heaven.
Yeah.
Oh,
Sister Fan, are you still with me? Sister Fan, Sister Mary, I'm closing your mind. Sister Fan, are you still with me? Sister Fan?
Yes, I'm still here, sir. I'm still here.
I closed everybody's mic but yours, and because we finna get ready to close that down. But I want to say this here, that the prayer warriors, always, I call them the prayer warriors, always said, God works in mysterious ways. Now, you know I normally call you.
Normally
call you or text you for a special prayer.
Right.
But look at the Lord, what he did today. Look what the Lord
did
today.
He
I didn't
did
have to call
it.
You. I didn't have to call you.
Yes.
You was already here. You was already here.
I was already
so
here.
Sister Fan, I closed Sister Mary them because, you know, Sister Mary, she, you know, I she done did enough, you know, but if she just keep on going. So you have to stop. You have to make her stop. You know, she you have to make her stop. So I closed the mic, but I wanted to listen. And if you don't mind, Sister Fan, close us out for the day, Sister Fan. Closes out for the day.
I will. You ready now, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Close it out. Yes, ma'am.
Father God, I ask you to decrease me and increase you. Father God, first and foremost, I just want to thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for always never leaving us. Father God, I want to send this special prayer up for Sister Marion and Brother D and anyone else who is grieving, not the loss of a soul, but a soul that has journeyed to be with you. Father God, in these days to come, in these weeks and months to come, I ask you to just stay with us, Father, because there is no set time that you have given us that we grieve the loss of a loved one. Father God, I want to ask you to continue to just shower your blessings down on Sister Marion and her family. Father God, I want you to allow that soul who has graced your presence today to continue to watch over his family, to be their personal guardian angels. I know you can do it, Father. And Father God, I ask you that whoever you bring in the midst of this family during their time of bereavement, that they are people of you, Father. They're souls of God. Father, everyone can't pray for someone because they don't know how to pray and they don't know how to be sincere. I ask you at this moment, Father, to bring the people that are your children in the midst of their life so that when they say a prayer, that it's wretched to you, Father, and you will know what needs to be done. And although prayers are not needed because you're already working it out, Father, I ask you to continue to just extend your angelic wings over everyone. Release your angels into everyone's life who needs you, the spoken and unspoken. Father God, I know that each and every time we pray for one another, it's not always that we need something from you, but you already have written it in our bylaws that you are always here with us. You carry us when there's only one set of footprints. You let us down when you see that we are strong enough to walk on our own, but you still follow us. You are still that shadow over us, and we thank you for it, Father. Father God, it would be remiss of me not to send a prayer up for Brother Dog and his vision and how it's becoming a reality each and every moment that he is in the midst of our souls. Continue to walk with him, Father. Continue to give him the strength that he needs to be the leader of this radio show. But he is so humble enough to relinquish his mic to allow us to speak. And, Father God, it'd be remiss of me again not to ask you to continue to watch over me and my family and the leader of our flock. And, Father, continue to just carry us and give us the knowledge to know when it's time to advise. Just peace be still and allow you to work in our lives.
Again, Father, I ask you to shower your blessings over each and every one who needs you in their life. But I go back to Sister Marion and her family. Carry them. Walk with them. Give them the peace and understanding that to know that everything is going to be okay. And although we are your children, we are still human. It's okay to weep. But remember, weeping may endure for one night, whatever that night is going to be. But when the joy comes in the morning, we all will be dancing and uplifting your name, Father. We can't thank you enough, Father. Continue to walk with us. Continue to carry us. And, Father God, we will all be sure to continue to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise that you will forever deserve. It is in your loving Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray this day. Amen, amen, and amen.
Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for a time for reflection with Sister Marion. With that being said, Sister Marion, hang the phone up, Sister Marion. Hang up, Sister Marion. Hang up. Sister Fan, get out of here. Sister Fan, get out of here. All right. It's kind of rough to be going back and forward, man. These emotions and wearing these different hats. It's, y'all think it's easy. I'm trying to make it seem like it's easy, but it's not easy. But anyway, it is what it is, and we got to do what we do. So with that being said, this week we're going to turn it back over to racing. Now let's get back to the racing. With this, this is the time for that. And so, Kid, come on in and help me out. Wheelchair, Mike here, Bobby Cole, y'all come on in and help me out a little bit. Here. Come on, help me out a little bit. I need a little help right now, so I get here and get started here. I know Scotty G just called me. He was looking for Scotty G last night. And he just called me a few minutes ago while we was on the show, but I didn't have a chance to get on the thing though, but I don't know what scholars you wanted. Bro Hitman, what's up, Mike? What you got going on?
What it do, Willie?
Hey man, we gonna whatever it do, we're gonna try to make it do what it do. We're gonna make it do what it do.
You know how that go. You know how that go, dog.
Oh yeah.
Had to do
yeah.
that. Oh man, we're gonna be in Dallas, South Carolina this weekend for us, Friday and Saturday. Shit. Y'all know where to be.
If you're able, come
hang out with us.
Yeah, Mike, you get away a lot of money, Mike. Mike, you get away a lot of money down there, man.
Yeah, I'm taking a stab at some dog. I'm trying to do something a little different this year. You know, shit may work, may not. Shit, sometimes, you know.
Right.
Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, just got to change the routine sometimes. I'm trying to do something a little different, but on my end.
Right. Well, you know, last night I was trying to start some stuff now. Down in Darlington, Bobby Cole, the Memphis Gang supposed to be down there. Randy Moss, Big Crush supposed to be down there. And they said they might bump into each other. What that mean, Mike? They might bump into each other. Kid, hit that one button, kid.
What you mean they might bump into each other? I didn't know. You know how that go with me now. I try not to get in the middle of that. But I think you got two people that know at the end of the day, they know both of them going to be there. They know if they, you know, I think Crusher want to, you know, they going to plan on running the shootout Friday night, and they know.
Right.
If they bump heads, then they do what they gotta do. They gonna bet something and do what they gotta do. I don't think it's nothing. They just pushing, you know, to do. But it's up to them. Totally up to them, dog.
Kid, I don't believe you come on there with all that noise, kid. I really don't believe that was you, kid, with all that noise, kid. I really didn't believe Kid would do that. Kid know better.
Yeah, Kid
know
better.
Don't come on there cursing either, kid. Don't come on there cursing. Hey, I got it. Kid, you there, kid?
I'm here.
Hey, kid, I got a subject I'm gonna bring up, but you know you ain't the smartest jerk in the world, so I need Flop on the phone because you know kids, you'll mess me up in a minute, man.
but I got a question for you and Mike since both of y'all on the phone. Now you talk
about you said
both of them might be on the properties or whatever. I can't see no reason why they don't bump into each other.
Okay.
If both of them on the same property, they got a fence around the joint. I can't see why they can't bump into each other or whatever. Somebody make me understand that.
Somebody wake Flop up. Flop went to sleep over last night, kid. But yeah, they got the problem.
Oh man, I can understand. Flop, you know, Flop a busy man.
No,
but you can have two enemies. Goddamn, walking in the same house, they act like they don't see each other now. So I mean, I've seen it happen, but
I guess you got a point there, Mike.
I'm gonna say Mike telling a lie. They can act like they don't see each other.
I did say act like
they
don't see each other.
Right. Yeah. Dog, I did say act like they don't see each other. Right. Hey, Flop, I need Flop on the phone. Flop, hit the one button. Somebody wake Flop up. He went to sleep on the show last night. He ought to be had enough rest today.
Well, Flop,
I need Flop.
Like me, dog. Flop going to give you a political ass answer like me, dog.
Flop will tell you the truth. 601-75, is that Ricky? I know damn well that ain't Ricky.
Oh, yeah, man.
Ricky. Yeah. What's up, Ricky?
I'm just here in case somebody starts lying. That's it.
Ricky, you were second on my list. If I can't get Flop, I was finna call you, but I didn't want to call you. Because you started, like, I can't tell you what I want to bring up yet. But I can't tell you yet, just in case Flop wake up.
Well, you can check me if you need to.
No, stay right here. Don't go nowhere because if Flop don't hit the one button in a minute here, I'm going to have to go on and run it by you. And he'll be just like Bobby Cole, dumbass. He'll come in the middle of the doggone thing and ready to talk then after we done got started. I know who I want. I can't get Danny Boy. Danny Boy, if I ask him, it'll take 45 minutes for him to answer. Shoot. Can't ask Bobby because I can't ask Jughead because he ain't smart enough to know. I got Kid on here, but you know Kid definitely ain't smart enough. He dumb as me. Let me see. I can't ask Nakia. I can't ask Nakia because he black, but he sound white. I can't ask Pike because he can't talk. Let me see. I can't ask Maul because Maul started laughing. I can't ask Mac because Mac don't come on the phone. I can't ask Wheelchair because Wheelchair, he talking, he barely white, wasn't man running out people to talk to.
He one-sided anyway, though. He one-sided anyway, though.
Yeah, you right about that, kid.
Boy. KS Trigger Man, because he in California.
He in California out there.
Playing on the beach, and plus he mad with me, so
him and that goddamn Bodie.
Yeah. Well, Ricky, through the process of eat. Uh-oh, here come, I did
elimination.
Not see, here come Flop. Yeah, no, here Flop came in. I told you.
Thank
Flop,
God.
Flop,
that's great.
Yeah, Flop, you better apologize for going to sleep last night, man. They put you on blast, man. You was calling them hogs last night, Flop. Talk to me, Flop.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Some of us work for a living.
Flop, don't cuss. And... Don't cuss, Flop, please. Flop, please. I'm going to beg you. Hold up, let me change
okay.
I need Vincent.
Well, dog, I'm not concerned with what others think. I'm a working man, and sometimes I do fall asleep, so I'm not going to apologize for it.
Okay. All right, well, I need Vincent right now for a minute. But I need Vincent and Flop, but I need the mild Flop, though. I don't need the outlaw.
You need the Vincent Burgess.
Yeah.
Come
well,
on.
Flop, I got a serious question that, you know, I heard some people talking about, and it came across my fax machine. You know, it came across my fax machine. They tried to erase it, but I had seen it before they erased it. Now, I didn't want to ask certain people because they are promoters and you're not a promoters. Let me ask your honest opinion, Flop, and you can ask it any way you want to. And if you got a cuss, you can cuss because it might make you mad when I ask you. Is it fair for a promoter to lock a well-known celebrity-type racer in just to get him at his race, just to get him at his race and then pay the punk out, Flop? Answer it any way you want to, Flop. You can be Flop if you want, any kind of Flop you want to be. I need to know that answer because it made me mad.
Well, dog, it's a two-part answer to that. From a business standpoint, which is what a promoter is, he doing what it takes to generate business. But it's a such thing as good business and bad business. If you doing it and you purposely deceiving the people that support your business and they find out about it, then you got a problem on your hand. So it's just a risk that the promoter is willing to take. If they willing to take the chance to do that and not be revealed or whatever the case may be, it's just like business. It's a gamble. Dang if you do, dang if you don't.
Flop, you a smart man. You smart, Flop. But now, Flop,
you're smart.
He's smart now. Flop, let me ask you another way though, Flop. Now, see, cause I'm gonna get to it if nobody else get to it. Now I know a promoter. I ain't called no name. Locked in three or four well known people, Flop. Just follow me, Flop, and I want you to give me the Flop answer. I want Flop to come out. And no damn well, his car wasn't even running, Flop, but he locked three people in just for his race. What you think about that, Flop? Come on, talk to me about that,
Oh,
Flop.
Man. Not the Black Panther.
Hey, dog, he's a shit show. He or she is a shit show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's truly deception, and it'll be the payoff will come back on them. You know, like that old car that Steve and them used to have for. They hear salty bitch karma. Karma is a real bitch sometimes. So you have to be careful in them situations, dog, really, you know, because people going to eventually see through you. You know we'll nose a group of people anyway, this grudge
community,
and we're going to find out everything. So whether it's after the fact or not, it may not affect you this time, but it might catch you the next time. So,
let me ask you another question, Flop, because you know, I'm nasty. I ain't gonna start no doo doo, but I'm gonna bring it out because I've been hearing some stuff. Just listen up, Flop. I need you to pay attention, Flop. Bobby Cole, Trigger Man, Mike Hill. Would you consider them three of the maybe premier type promoters? Would you? Would you think they was premier promoters?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Just that, Boo Boo the Foo Foo, Lulu the Lulu, and Chili Willy. Now, we don't know nothing about them now. Now, if Chili Willy and Boo Boo and Foo Foo them did it, locked in 20 races. But then Mike Hill, Trigger Man, and Bobby Cole locked in one or two races. But you find out they might have been a little shady. Tell me the comparison I'm trying to make between them two, them three different promoters. Tell me what I'm trying to do, Flo.
But, dog, sometimes your name speaks for itself. And though, and I don't want to elaborate on what the good book say about placing no man higher than the other and all of that, but
sometimes we
as a community, we put certain names in certain positions of hierarchy, and if we find out that they deceiving us, that punch, they'll hurt a little bit more than if Boo Boo and Foo Foo and them fools.
Flop, you a smart man, Flop. Flop, you, Flop, you, that boy's smart, Flop. Flop, you, that boy's smart.
He'll be a lawyer, dog. He'll be a lawyer.
That's what I was getting at. Now, I can see Willie Foo Foo them doing it, but if Mike Hill looked like he made it, or Trigger Man looked like they did it, or Bobby Cole looked like they throwed a fake race in, that punch hit harder. Explain that some more, Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Dummy it down. Dummy it down for me, Flop. Dummy that down for me, Flop, because that's what I was looking for.
Well, dog, it don't get no better, but I can just try to elaborate a little bit.
Come on.
You take Mike Hill, Jamie, and Bobby. They span the test of time, man. And you know, they got a lot invested in this. And I hear people say it all the time and make the relation to these fly-by-night promoters. And trust me, I support a fly-by-night, as they call them, because everybody has to get their start somewhere. But you talking about people that's already vested in the game, man, that's vested and solid. So, you know, they word is – it's not to say that the new upcoming people word ain't gold, but it's kind of like the stock market. You know, you've been buying these shares here for $10 a share, and they turn over to $20 a share, and that's been going on for 20 years. You ain't missed yet. But then, you know, you fly by night come in, and he got 50 shares, $50 shares, and, you know, they may turn over, they may not. So what you going to invest in, the sure thing or not? So those people's names are synonymous, and you have to roll with them. So their impact is a little bit more.
Okay. What you got to say about that, Kid? What you got to say about that, Kid, about what we just talking about, Kid?
No, I go along with what Flop is saying.
That's all you got to say? That's all you got to say? Ricky Sambra, talk to me a little bit more, Ricky. I didn't want to ask you because you was a promoter, so I didn't want to put you in there. But you know, since we done got it brought out now, and Flop done kind of brought it out, but Flop being real nice today. So come on, Ricky, talk to
me.
No,
I kind of agree with everything Flop said. I mean, he kind of hits it nail on the head. I mean, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know.
Yeah. Somebody just said the same thing. Flop said he just texted me the same thing. But I just wanted to bring it out because I heard some people saying, you know, and they were talking about why you didn't lock certain people out for this race or why you didn't lock certain people out for this race. Well, I mean, if you lock a person out as a promoter, like Flop said, it's a business, but all business ain't just like all money ain't good money. You might say, oh, the hell of it ain't. Well, no, all money ain't good money now. All money ain't good money now. You might think it is, but all money ain't good money. Let me see. I got my buddy here.
Oh man, not the Black Panther.
Let me get my buddy on here. He just got through doing a good. Let me see what he's talking about. He might bring. Big House, tell me what you mean by the Big House. I'm confused. Talk to me, Big House.
Well, dog, I was listening, and I keep hearing all these different things about the promoters and how they're coming up with these different tactics. But I was just thinking, are we worried about the wrong thing? Because, you know, what I'm trying to say is that everybody got their way. And if that's what they – I heard people used to get on the phone when I first came on, oh, man, he gate hustling. And they was exposing that. Man, he doing this. And they exposed that. Now the man say, hey, I'm a you know, lock in some people and the motor broke and all that. I don't know and really didn't care.
But my thing is, are we worried about the wrong thing? But hold up, Tim, is that the wrong thing? That is definitely gay hustling to me. Locking in a joker, you know you ain't finna run. You just get in there just because of, he was a liberty type guy, and you just trying to get him in your show because he's gonna break me. That definitely gave us a matter.
I agree. It's the only way. It's not gate hustling if you lock them in at your race, but you also go to other people's races and race different people also.
Uh huh.
Okay. Now watch this. Now we don't know what went on behind closed door, but if openly you pay the man to punk out and you pay this man to punk out, then hey, I mean, maybe you were gonna race and maybe you wasn't. I'm not sure, but I just, you know, long as I, you know, think it's a legitimate race. I've seen people get on the phone and talk about they're gonna race people for 11 years and ain't did nothing.
Tim Howe, let me say this. Tim House make an excellent point, because we don't know. But let me say this, dog. You said this, and I'm going to quote you. If you ever go to a grudge race looking for a grudge race, you're doing the wrong thing. And I'm saying that because the promoter may be unlocked in. Just say I'm a promoter, and I done locked in Willie Dog and Kid. Now, they don't care that Salty Bitch done ran Josie Wells, Mike Hill done ran Bobby Cole. Soon as they don't see Flopping Dog or Flopping Kid race, man, they done seen some of the best drag racing in the world. Man, that new Flop show, his show ain't shit, man. He lied, man, talking about he was going to run Willie Dog and Kid. He paid the fucking punk out. And the next time, they going to be saying, man, you know, Flop with shit, man. That label is going to stick.
Flop, I agree, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying now. It's Flop. Okay, Flop is a grown man. He's an intelligent man.
Mm-hmm.
If you doing it to deceive people, you know you wasn't going to run me. That's what I'm trying to get at, Flop. You know I wasn't finna run Flop, period. I'm just getting Flop at the track.
Mm-hmm. I'm just taking it from, see, everybody that's on this show, we are real fans because you got a lot of people. I'm just using as an example. Tim House may bring his wife to the track. I may bring mine. They don't give a shit about grudge racing. They come there to support their husbands. You know what I'm saying? So, but you'll eventually lose some people. You know, once the word of mouth, and they don't know the intricate details like us people on this show that are real grudge fans. You know, so.
In other words, let me see what you're saying, Flop. In other words, if I lock Flop in for a grudge race, and I go out there, maybe I don't get my transmission fixed or my transmission break or something, and I just pay Flop the punk out, all the people in the stands seeing is that I'm paying the punk out on it. Is that what you're saying, Flop?
Right. They really don't know that Willie Dog is a go-to racer, and he'll go to anybody's ass. They don't know that. He had a stock case transmission, and he cracked it, putting it in out there on his back so he can get up there to run Flop. They don't know that. All they know is that race didn't happen. And they go, when they get to where, girl, you know, I went to see my husband Flop race this guy named Willie Dog, who known all, and shit didn't be more happening than others. Now them folks think, oh, that was a shit show. You know, just kind of word of mouth. And what if you lock me in, Flop,
and you know your car wasn't gonna be ready? You know your car wasn't gonna be ready, Flop.
That's just deceiving, Doc. That's just a deception.
That's what I'm getting at.
That's the trickery.
But see, just to get somebody out of the way.
How do we really know that?
Let me say this, Doc. Here's the thing, Doc. That's why I said Tim House made a good point, Doc. Because here's the thing. Everybody don't truly understand a fucking lock-in. Me and Dog locked in. Now, if Dog get to the track and really ain't shit wrong with his car, and Flop go out there and 60 away from there and make a killer 330 and shut it off, and Dog say, ooh, shit, I ain't never expect that. Well, it's cheaper for me to pay the punk out. Man, I don't want to stand in there with that. Now, all they going to say is, oh, man, the race didn't happen. They don't know that dog still 100% to the good on what the contract was. Mm-hmm. They not understanding that. Dog, you ain't did nothing wrong. You said, ooh, Flops, put a .96 60-foot down. Ain't no way I can stand out there with that. And you said, man, shit, let me get him this $3 and try
so,
my luck somewhere
else. So if Mike here, since he work on a lot of cars and tune on a lot of cars, I'm just saying, six cars he tune or work on. He tune it or work on it in his camp. And he locked all six of them cars in. He locked all six of them cars in, Flop. And don't nail one of them cars make a shake. Make a grudge. What you gonna think, man?
Me personally, I ain't gonna
all,
think shit.
He locked
dog.
All six of. He locked all six of them.
Dog.
But they,
now, dog. Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna think
right.
nothing. I like it when I see Mike. Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing? Da da da. Let me find somebody's barbecue grill to eat off of. Let me go out here. And look around and see some few races. Might get a few ideas for my own car or just whatever. See all the people I see. I'm going to be fine because I'm one of them people that, you know, I ain't going to the grudge race to see one particular race. So,
all right, Tim out.
But you
Mike,
got
he
others.
Locked in six. Okay, let me see what Tim said. Tim out. He locked in six races, all of them his cars. And he ran now. He didn't do now one of them. What you going to think, Tim out?
I don't know really what to think, dog. I think it'd be hanky-panky. I really would. But if
mm-hmm.
someone say they locking in and someone drives, we'll just use this example, from Georgia to Michigan or to Chicago, and you go all the way to do all that just for a punk out, well, I would have a little bit more concern about that. But if the person who drove up there, and we don't know what really went on behind closed doors. So that's why I was saying, well, you know I ain't going to drive all the way no 12, 14 hours for no $400 or $500 lock-in. No, I ain't doing that. So
well,
we don't really know what.
You don't know that? Hold on, Tim. You don't know that till you get there.
Yeah.
How are you going to say you ain't going to do it? If you lock in 500 on 25 or better, and you go there and the man pay you the park out, how you know he was going to pay you? You don't know what he, you don't know what? Why are you going to say you ain't going to do it?
Well, that's because I was thinking that if we're looking at it like there was some hanky-panky in it,
I think maybe y'all missing the question. I think y'all missing the point, maybe. I think. What I'm saying is we know some promoters lock in certain people for X amount of dollars just to get that person to the track, and then they pay the park-out money when they get there. You don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You going for a legitimate race, but the promoter that's giving the race is just locking in just to get that person on the premises.
There's going to be some disappointment, dog. As a fan, there's going to be some disappointment if I come in that gate and I didn't know shit about Steven or Ricky, and I thought Salty was going to be on the premises or was going to run Josie. And I get there, and I done drove 14 hours to get there, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. That's what the average fan is. But you have to realize some people are not average fans. Okay.
But then
what I'm saying is,
well, Flop, let me, before you finish, Flop, let me say it like this here, because I see what you're saying makes sense. All right, but if I promote that Salt the Bee going to be there, and I promote that Tony Bryan going to be there, I'm just saying they're going to be there. I lock both of them people in just to get them there as a promoter, what I'm saying. They get there, ain't nothing wrong with my car, ain't nothing there, Harley, or whatever. And I pay the punk out money. That's what I'm trying to say. I ain't saying they're doing
nothing.
Dog. Let me say it like this.
I think they're going to get exposed if whoever done some shit like that
right.
be exposed for doing that shit.
But how
right.
you know? But how you know they did it? How you know they did it? What I'm saying
let me say this. Like I said earlier, you may not find it out that night. You may not find it out that week. It may take you 6 months for a dog to throw another race and lock in Salty Bitch and Tony Bass, and then it happen again. It may take some years to actually build a reputation to say, that shit's up. Man, dog be doing fake lock-ins. It don't necessarily just have to be a one-time incident. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anybody else got any input on that? 601, 9486. You always hitting the one button. You want to say something, you don't never say nothing.
Oh, man.
At least I don't think you said it.
Not the Pink Panther.
Come on, come on. Shut up. Okay, we ain't calling no names. We ain't calling no names. Come on, kid. We not putting the finger on nobody. Oh, Lord. I'm getting this. Oh, Lord. Oh, now see, y'all, see, I just got a text from one of my buddies. Y'all assuming we talking about somebody. We not talking about no, we just asking the question. This ain't about a certain somebody that people keep on trying to text me. I'm not calling no name. That ain't what I'm talking about. We just, it's just a.
Dog,
well,
if you was talking about somebody, I'm clueless. I'm just answering the question.
Well,
yeah,
well, a lot of people
know.
Ain't clueless.
I don't know nobody that. I don't know anybody that's done it. Or let me say this. And if they have, the rumor ain't circulated to the spots where I hang out at.
Right. Well, some people think somebody did it, but I ain't calling no name. But that ain't who that wasn't what this subject was about, though. But anyway, it is what it is. Anyway, it just, I don't know what to say now. Boy, I'm getting texts from everywhere thinking it's like we talk about a certain individual. And Kiel, they're trying to be funny. Kiel, that ain't what I was talking about, Kiel. I don't know nothing about that now. I'm serious business, don't y'all? I see, and the word's going to get back to somebody that we was talking about them, and I ain't talking about no individual specifically. I did not talk about nobody specific. I was using hypothetical scenarios. So whoever that's thinking I was talking about a certain individual, don't go back and say I was, because I wasn't. But if y'all think that's what happened, that's on y'all. I don't know nothing about it. I was in Orangeburg, South Carolina, at the South Carolina Motorplex, having a decent time. My feet hurt, no, but I had a decent time.
But damn, dog, when with this? You probably tell it.
No, Mike, I'm not calling no name. It's going to get on me anyway, but I ain't calling no name.
You keep on talking, you're going to tell what you're talking about, goddamn.
Well, they keep texting me because they assume that's what I was talking about. They keep texting me, Mike. Yeah, I got three different texts because they thought I was talking about that. I wasn't talking about that, though. If y'all say it, y'all can say it, but I ain't saying shit.
I don't know what that is.
Hey,
I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Yeah, I'm not calling shit.
Oh, man.
Hold up.
I'm getting another damn pick.
Oh my God. I'm going on mute.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't got anything with these other picks.
No. Only thing I'm going to say, dog, is you threw out Wham Wham, JoJo, and Blow Blow, and then you threw out Mike and the Hitman and Trigger. See, the no names. They're not gonna get the hit like the Mics and the Bobby and the Trigger will get, no way. And this is why you get those text messages, you know, because when you carry a name, it carry weight. And I heard Flop say earlier, he said, "I'm not gonna go biblical, but the Bible tell you a good name is better than money." See, so when you got that name, you carry weight, and when you just a flyby, they won't pay you. They probably went to yours this week because they just had nothing else to do, or you was the closest one and really couldn't afford to go that far away at that present time for whatever the reason might be. But for the most part, you're going to find that the Bobbins and the Mics and the Triggers, they're going to get the fans. So if they was actually doing that, it would hit a lot harder if the public found out that they had staged something like that, more so than tell blow like myself to throw a show.
Hey, Brother D.
Mike here.
Yes, sir.
Brother D. If Willie Dog throw the show, all the name brands are going to come to him because he's well-known and he's supported many, many people. So what I'm saying is, I'm asking, if that's the only way you can get the name brands to come and support you, then I don't.
What happened with that?
You know,
because
Flop said,
what Flop said, what you can be a businessman and a promoter and a grudge racer. So we think grudge racing, we think, man, that's terrible. But as a promoter, that's the only way I can get the name brand to call.
Well, what happens with that is that sometimes that may be the case, but most of the time you'll find if that was done, you'll find it's being done because Mike's, like I said, your name carry weight, see. So Mike got a raise over here, and I want my raise to be successful. So if I can get two or three or four or five other big boys over here with me, then I got a good fan possibility of a whole lot of fans following them and coming out to see them. So this is where you'll run to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that goes back to what I said earlier.
All that I agree with.
Nobody,
but if I'm
you
a small
take
shot,
a hit like a name.
If I'm a small shot, does that is that wrong then? If I'm not a big name.
No, no, no. Brought in. It's wrong whether you're small, big, medium, or large. It's wrong. It's just how hard it's going to hit you upside the head when it's found out. And see, a little fly by night. Well, he's just that. He's a fly-by-night, so he's going to take the hit and keep rolling. I'm going to give you another example. We got a young man that they know. I can't call his name. I want to call his name now, but he's accused of always trying to beat someone and steal him from somebody. And he got to the point where he stopped even trying to defend himself. He laughed at it when it was brought up in his face about it, right? As well, if Mike Hill did that to someone, it'll be talked about the next 30 years. Bobby Cole did it, or Trigger did it. You see what I'm saying? If they sold an engine that they know were no good, con someone to send them half of the money for an engine that they know they wasn't going to see in no way, they'd be the scum of the earth. As to where a nobody do it, he don't care no way. So they laugh and talk about him for a minute, then it's gone to the next page. That's the difference.
All right, well, let's move on to this next question. Mike Hill, this is for you, Mike Hill. But see, I see some people don't pay attention, but I can't say they don't pay attention. I just said some. If you got different people on. Mike, you there, Mike?
Yeah, man.
All right. I think you one of the first one that had to explain this to him. Explain cars on a flyer, Mike. Explain cars on a flyer, Mike, please.
Well, dog, we like ever since I ever done it, dog, like, we've always used cars for advertising purposes. I mean, it didn't, like, never had to really even explain that because most people used to just know, like, we were, you know, but I mean, that was around the class racing. Grudge racing seemed to be a little different. But, like, a flyer up for a race is just advertisement, and we never used to have to explain that. But now, you know, in the world we're in today, you know, it seems like it needs to be explained that when we build a flyer that, hey, man, these cars on here for advertising purposes. They ain't guaranteed to be there. You got to almost put that out there now because people hold you hostage, hold you accountable for, well, that car was on the flyer. And I don't race a long time, and I just started hearing that, dog, within the last year or two that came up. And so I just started, like, well, they finna start, you know, pointing the finger at you for that right there. So I just thought every time I put a new flyer out, hey, these cars are for advertising purposes only, you know.
So, okay, I mean, let me read the text verbatim. Let me read the text verbatim. See, I got a text. It said, what about the flyers? Do the pictures of cars on the flyers supposed to be at the track, or is that misguiding? Is that misguiding? See, that's what I'm saying. So but a lot of people thought if you seen the picture of the car on the flyer, that car was supposed to be there. Now, I can honestly say, well, what flop at? If I'm just a regular fan and I see that car on the flyer, I'm going to think it's going to be at the track, Mike. I got to admit.
Right. I respect it. I respect it now. I mean, I'm just saying, like, we used to not have to do it, but it just came up. It came up within the last year or two, and so I ain't know. Every time I throw the fly up, I ain't putting that up. But most time when I first put my fly up, I put it up now. You know, hell, I done tried to get it put on the fly, but hell, they don't read the information that's on there no way. Most people don't read them. They just
look at it. They look at that card. I see doggone start to be on there. Hold up, start to be ain't got no one. Like I said, we was in doggone it, Steel, Alabama. Damn near the race almost over, and everybody was still. When start to be in Joseph Wells going to run? They
but I mean,
who
I
didn't
mean,
know
dog,
something to be head open?
So, dog, if you're gonna be held accountable for that, I mean, what's the difference in when people putting up, well, this race locked for a sunset race, and then you drive your ass 14-hour cross down, and you got 30 locked in racing, and ain't two of them happen.
My lawyer covered that earlier. My lawyer covered that earlier. No.
You ain't responsible for
that.
I guess it's just one of them things. We gotta watch ourselves now. You know, gotta be careful. Be in that position because people looking for something too. You know, so you gotta be careful.
Exactly. Yeah. Well. All right, y'all got any more? Y'all got any more questions that y'all don't want to ask that you want somebody else to ask for you? Text them to me. I ain't gonna tell on you. Talk to me, Flo.
Hey, Doug.
Talk to me.
I'm with Mike on the flyer deal. The flyers were generally back in when they were first developed that I know of, were developed with the most attractive or the most popular cars.
Mm-hmm.
It never implied that they would be there. It was just an advertising strategy. And a lot of people, I'm going to say within the last 3 years for me, I started hearing this, oh, man, Sweetness was on the flyer. He wasn't even at the race. That's false advertising. But I'm going to ask this question. When have you ever walked into Burger King and got a fucking Whopper that looked like the one on the commercial?
Yes, sir. Exactly. Oh, yes,
sir. Somebody need to hide that man right there, dog.
Yeah. But they don't complain. Yeah. But they don't complain, dog. Yeah. They scarf that burger down and say, oh, man, that Whopper was good. It didn't look nothing like the one on the commercial. You look at Walmart. Walmart got something on sale. When you get there, the motherfuckers out of them. So what did you say then?
Yep. Always out of them.
They was out of them when you didn't make it. The promoter's liable for everything that he put on there to say is going to happen. He did not put anything on that say that these cars would be here on the premise. It's just a car that's a placeholder. It's showing that these are the type of cars that's going to be there. This is the type of event that we're going to have.
Right.
But it's your perception of anything that you look at, you read, and think about.
Yeah,
if you don't put drag racing, people think it's a car show.
Mm-hmm.
If you only put three Corvettes, they're going to think it's a Corvette convention. So you have to break something down to some people. You don't know no prep or nothing. It's a drag race. You got to put grudge racing on there. To let people know and break it down to language terms. I can't say where the next person going to be at. I can't even say that you're going to come, even though I gave you a flyer. That don't mean you're going to come. Your perception of that is, oh, I might be able to go by that. I ain't doing nothing.
Flop, so I swear, them commercial hamburgers and shit be looking so good, you ain't lying.
all the time.
Yeah,
Flap,
right?
All the time.
Get one. You look like your bread old, your meat been burnt.
Oh, yeah.
They had
that lip drop of ketchup dropping out of it.
And yeah, even the dealership do it now. Here, you sitting there looking on the internet and you see this nice ride. You drive 3 hours across there to get it. Oh, yeah, we sold that one. We just sold that one, but we got this one over here. Everybody got one. Yeah, everybody got away, but I mean it's just a promotional strategy for me, dog. You know, I mean just to try to put cars that attract, just like your flyer, dog. If you ain't got an attractive flyer, I ain't gonna grab it. If you put it in a store and it ain't attractive, people ain't gonna grab it.
You gotta have something. You get bright colors and attractive. Yeah, bright colors. Yeah,
right.
I mean, you look at my flyer. Hell, I got 30 cars on each flyer. And I got two different flyers. So damn, you look for all them motherfuckers be there. You know some trouble going to happen.
Yeah. Got a point there.
Yeah. People got to understand. I mean, some people tears up before the race happens and just can't make it.
Well, Ricky, to be honest with you, that's good, but we need to keep, like these shows and whatever, we need to keep saying it because some people don't. Some people actually look, like I said, you got an attractive flyer. You look at it, and you think then the cars is going to be there. When you don't see them, then, you know, some people don't understand.
Hey, dog, see how bad it is. Hell, you have people, the flyer man catch hell, you know, like sometimes we have to get photographers out there that, you know, we can get these pictures to go on the flyers. And, you know, hell, they be raising hell with the flyer man. But, man, you do this person fly different than you do mine. You know what I'm saying? But that's why sometimes you see, like, you know, we bring John Ford or somebody in there. You know, we trying to get the best pitchers for our for these future Flyers. You know, and that stuff gets costly. You know, but
I always just try. If I always on my Flyers, I was whatever type of shootouts I was having, I put those type of cars that fit that shootout on there, and I didn't know if they was.
Well,
coming
see, that's
or
what
not.
Mike was saying. He was. That what Mike Beal said at the time. He answered that time when he was on the show a while back that these cars are just the type of cars that probably be there, not necessarily this car,
right.
Just these type of cars. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Good report. Come on here, Bobby.
Yeah, he's right.
Was that Bobby?
I mean, when you go to each one of them classes, that's what you do. You drop a car down there that's basically that type of style car that you're looking for. Like I say, some people don't even read the flyer like you say. They don't read it. They look at it.
No. You can put all kind of information on that motherfucker. They still calling or coming through the gate asking stupid questions.
Well, now Ricky, we can't say stupid, Ricky. Just cause they don't know. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt, Ricky. We understand it as, per se, seasoned racers and promoters or whatever, but just because they don't know. We can't call them. We ain't going to call them stupid then.
Okay, my bad.
Well, I mean, some people pick it up and don't even know what's going on. Ain't got nothing to do that weekend. You're right close to home.
Uninformed.
So they got some
uninformed, Ricky. We don't want to make nobody think we're bidding them. Uninformed.
Uninformed.
Yeah.
Another guy right there in front of the hotel.
You right there, yeah. And you got to point out every little thing to them. They got the flyer, won't read it, but you got to point out every little thing to them. They be asking the same. Well, let me be quiet because I'll be saying the same thing Ricky said.
I mean, that's what you get. I mean, you get some people come to the gate. I mean, they come there with a credit card. They come there, you know, trying to pay to get it. They didn't know what to expect. They didn't read the flyer, but they know something going on over there. And you got new people, young people that does it.
Well, I just got a text in, Bobby.
What's that?
Go ahead, bro. I just got a text, Bobby,
it's
where
amazing.
It says,
what?
Go ahead, Bobby.
It's amazing how people live so close to some of the racetracks that ain't never been to the racetrack.
Right.
You wouldn't ever believe it, man.
Right. But I know what Ricky was saying. Ricky said they got the flyer right there, answer every question they ask, and they answer you the same question if they just read the damn flyer. But I was trying to be nice, you know. Ricky, we playing good cop, bad cop.
Anybody that just ignore the detour sign, shit, just keep on driving on to the
fire. Some people don't understand when they read it, though, Bobby. Some people, they understand it only when you explain it to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's sad to say, but it's true. Some people don't understand when they read it.
Yeah. But the question came in, Bobby. The question just came in. What if two cars on the flyer says locked in? Normally, I don't see a flyer stating that cars are locked in unless it's two celebrity type people. They don't usually put on there no locked in races on the flyer. They just, So that ain't too big of a deal to me. I don't think so, but some people, you know, they're just me though. They ask the question, what if you see two cars say they locked in on the flyer and they don't have them? Well, Flop answered that earlier. On all grudge races, ain't no grudge race guarantee. Ain't one grudge race guarantee.
None guaranteed.
Come on,
Bob. I mean, the promoter is only responsible for the shootouts that he said he's going to have to put that money on. Anything else is solely upon two people that come to an agreement that say that they're going to be there, they locked in, and they got their own money covering what they're saying. And within them, we ain't going to get none of their money, so we can't depend on whether they're going to be there or not. That's solely upon them. I just provided a venue for them to do their race at.
Now, somebody just sent me another text that I think is a little bit out of whack, but I understand what he's trying to get. He said, what if you got a flyer advertising Beyonce going to be there at a concert and you get there to the concert and they got Willie Dawg there singing? That's a little bit out of line, but I understand what he's trying to get. Address that, though.
Yeah, I think that's way different, dog, because, that's an individual that's, that's a paid individual, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Flop parking, I said, word that better. But that's a paid individual. I can't see you comparing that to the same as, like, advertising
rate. I know what he's trying to get at, but you're right. I know what he's trying to get at, but, yeah.
No, I mean,
Mike,
you can
do with what you go ahead, Bob.
No, go ahead, dude.
No, I was gonna say what you do with a person like that is you just let them have their way and keep moving, because see, some people's not gonna ever stop digging and dissecting and looking until they get what they want to get. You see what I'm saying? So some people, you just gonna have to give them the flyer, let them say what they want to say, and keep moving, like that right there. And Mike said it best, means that's a paid individual. So if she's not going to be there, it's a total different atmosphere versus a flock of cars being here. Totally different.
Yeah. That person has a contract. There's a contracted individual.
Yeah, it's a total difference.
Right.
Yeah, that,
right.
That person has a total from the contract. You're right.
Matter of fact, that person can be sued for not being there. Bobby Cole can't be sued for not coming to my race.
Now I just realize why I'm getting all these texts and why they was assuming shit. But I still ain't going to say that. Let's not get that individual on the phone to explain it, because I don't know what the hell went on.
Hey, Brother D, instead of using the advertisement, why don't you just put the people who are really truly locked in to come to your race, and then you won't have that problem, because people are looking regardless.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will, Tim. That is the problem.
Well,
Tim,
no,
that's what we're talking about.
That
is the problem. Because you put lock in race and they don't have them, that is the problem, Tim.
I think Ricky,
that's what,
Bobby, and Mike, I think they both said it best. On this flyer, bro, Tim, you're putting cars on there that's this the type of action you coming to see. These are the type of cars you come in and see. Some of the cars, they've been advertising all week long for Route 66. Some of those cars may not be there. And no one's going to say nothing because that's NHRA. They're not going to say nothing. But now we step down a few notches so they won't complain.
Yeah. I'm going to make a phone call here because I'm not going to talk about nobody.
Y'all know this is happening in layman's terms. It ain't got to be racing. Say, for instance, you goddamn about go buy a ticket. I'm a big Cowboy fan. And you're going to get the tickets ahead of time. All of a sudden, one of the prime stars hurt, and they ain't playing that day. You going to not go to the race or not go to the game because they ain't playing? You going to spend your money or what?
You do get mad, though, Pajo.
Exactly.
I have seen them get mad, though. That's why they make them NBA players. If they have already got a playoff spot or something, they're going to arrest the players. They say, them people come to see you.
Yeah,
you don't play them.
But you don't get
right.
That big of ridicule.
Yeah. They all come down to that.
Oh,
they're not getting that dollar.
No. Some people get really irate about that now. I've had some people get real irate about that. Yeah. Y'all hold on a minute.
Hello?
Get this person on the phone. Hey, Peso.
What up, Willie?
Peso. Yeah, I got you on the show, man, because we was on the show just talking hypothetically, and we getting all kind of texts about Peso race. They keep on talking about Peso race, but we wasn't talking about Peso race. But what they was talking about was they want to know how come you and Tony Vine didn't race. I said, let me get him on the phone. Let him tell him yourself, because I don't know why they didn't race, and I ain't got nothing to do with it, but. You want to tell him, Peso? I don't want nobody to go back and say we was trying to dog you out of it.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Come on with it.
Am I on right now?
Yeah, you on.
Okay. Yeah, so now, man, you know, we literally been rushing. We was waiting on parts all year. So we literally just put the motor in the car the day before the event. So, like, we didn't even think we were going to make it by Friday because it rained out Friday, but that gave us time. So we put the motor in the car that day, and we went to go testing, and, man, you know, we made one hit, you know, it wasn't right. Made the second hit, it wasn't right. Started smoking, and then we made our final hit, and honestly, we left with a hurt piece. So, you know, we wanted to try Tony on that hit that we made, but, man, the car was just it was not working right. We kind of rushed some things, and that's why I put on your post, man. We learning, we trying, we figuring out our program, you know. So we tried, but we just wasn't ready. That in so many words. So all we took away from this is what we can do better, how we can be prepared, and not go in so green. So we'll be back. We learning, man. We learning. That's all I can really say. We learning.
Okay.
new
hey,
car.
Sir, I didn't know what
new program.
I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know what they was talking about until somebody sent me the flyer. But I understand it now. Explain to them why you had Tony Bynes on your flyer for Michigan. Explain that to them. I know why now. But you know, explain it to them because at first I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, so no, I lock. What I do when I lock, me and Tony Bynes locked in. We locked in on a I don't know if it was a show or a phone call. So we locked in our race. You know what I'm saying? And it was a locked in race. So what I did was, when I locked in races, I put the two cars on the flyer to tell people the races that are locked in. So that was the number one motivator for us to get our car done, because me and my brother really wanted to race Tony Bynes. Like every girls racer I know wants to race Tony Bynes. So we locked them in the hopes of having the car ready. We was hoping that we could be testing on Friday and be racing Tony Bynes on Saturday. Well, it turned into we was putting the motor in on Friday and we was trying to go after Tony Bynes on Saturday at 7 o'clock, and we just didn't have enough time. So at 7 o'clock, I paid Tony Bynes a punk call and I asked him, can we relock in? He said, we could talk, you know, and by that time we made our second pass. Tony was on the road back to go to another race, because Tony raced the whole weekend. Shout out to Tony Bynes, the best to ever do it. Yeah. So my point is that's what happened, man. We tried last minute shit, and we didn't get the car down.
But again,
but we're getting there.
Again, Peso didn't address what I wanted him to say, but I can understand me and anybody else here too. Tony Bynes is a worldwide figure, celebrity type racer. If he's coming up to Michigan, a lot of people want to see Tony Bynes, so that's why he would put Tony Bynes on the flyer for his promotional purposes. Tony Bynes is a draw.
Tony Bynes hasn't been up here since Motor City Mayhem, I think 4. So a lot of people, a lot of guys, Tony has a lot of fans in Michigan and the Midwest. So, you know, when he come up here, and any if he go to Cutco race for 42, anytime Tony come up here, we make it known because we appreciate it. Just like when you come up here, dog. You know what I mean? So y'all have a lot of fans. So, yeah, we like to let people know when y'all come to our events, because they want to see y'all. So, absolutely.
Well, Peso, did you get the car? Did you get the car squared away? You get the car squared away, or you don't know?
We're taking the motor out to. We heard again for sure. We're taking the motor out this week. We're gonna start working on it over this weekend, and our next race we want to hit up is Tate Race down in Alabama. Finally, get on the road for the first time. So our goal is to be ready before Tate Race.
Okay. Anybody got any question for Peso? Because I was getting all them texts. If y'all got a question for him, the man is on the show now. Anybody got any question? Peso, I appreciate you coming on, standing in the paint, man.
Always, and I appreciate you having me. If you ever have some questions, let me know.
Right on, brother. That's what we try to make sure we keep it fair. We don't want nobody to think we was trying to dampen your show or whatever, but, you know, like I said, Tony Bynes is a worldwide draw. So quite naturally, somebody going to advertise him being there if he's supposed to be there.
Hell yeah, absolutely. And Motor City Mayhem, I'll see you back up here, dog. August 24th and the 25th.
Well, we talk about it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
Hold up, say it off. Before you go now. We got three people claiming this here. Ooh wee. They got Peso claiming it. They got Leaky Leon claiming it. They got Nephew claiming it. And they got Willie Dog claiming it. Ooh wee. Now, who get credit for ooh wee?
Honestly, we all say it differently. So I don't know who said it first. But it's all about who said it the way the fans like it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I got a T-shirt you got ooh wee on it.
That's right. Now see, ooh with that U, like when you said your head go back and your nose go, you know. See, when I say I say it more of a downer. You know, it's all about how you say it. Ooh wee, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends.
And Leon said like he getting a nut. Leon be saying it like he getting a nut.
Man, don't he? His whole crew when he say that shit, boy.
Well, all right,
man. I'm out of here, bro.
Hold up. All I think so. Anything you want to say to the people before you go? Because some of the people on here was at your show. You, anything you want to say to the people? And when your next show going on or whatever?
Oh, man.
You wanna, right quick before you go.
Man, first of all, yeah, man, I want to thank everybody. A lot of people drove through the rain to come out and support me. That right there just speaks volumes of the support. I'm doing my best to keep Grudge alive in the Midwest, and, you know, we got some other dudes doing it, but, man, I can't thank everybody enough. We had guys from Kentucky, Indiana. Tony Bynes came from the South to represent, so that was a pleasure. I do want to apologize to anybody I let down. I was not – we by any means, you know, we had Marquise Hatton tuned in the car. He could tell you, man, we was doing our best to go after Tony Bynes and get that car right, but the Black Panther was coming. We going to hit the road this summer, so – if you want me at your event, man, hit me on the back line. But my next race is Alabama with Tate with the car. And thank everybody again, man. We're going to keep pushing and we're going to keep learning. But we do got a bad
right.
Mamma Jamma on our hands. I promise y'all that.
Right, what,
we do got a bad Mamma Jamma.
One more thing before you go. Don't forget the South Carolina there and whoop y'all ass.
Yeah. Y'all got it for now. Y'all holding it down right now. I can't lie. But I want to try Tony Bynes again. I'm going to just have to come find him at another event.
Okay, JP. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, JP. All right.
Thank you, too, dog. I'll holler.
Okay. All right, y'all. That was JP. That was Mr. Peso. Y'all can stop sending me them texts now saying that he was gate hustling or pump faking or whatever. Y'all heard it from the news mouth. Yes, sir. All right, y'all can breathe now. Y'all can breathe now. Breathe. Everybody want to breathe, huh? see there? Now, when y'all thought y'all had drama, I was getting all kind of stuff, Texas and shit. I ain't getting no Texas now. All right. Y'all want some shit to start? Text me what you want to start. I'll put it out there. Text me. I won't even care who did it. Let me see. I got a text right here. I ain't know I got the real one. The real bone crusher coming to a track soon. Pajo, go stick to cooking, Pajo. Stick to cooking, Pajo. Damn, did I get knocked off my own show? Hello? Can anybody hear me? I must have kicked off my own damn show.
I'm gonna have plans for everybody. Keep them frogs in the car.
Yeah, I got you. Well, y'all know the Lakers come on tonight. Everybody already know. So what?
I don't like him. I'm a big Lakers fan.
You want 100 on the game tonight, dude?
No, I like LeBron. I mean, I don't like LeBron,
okay.
But I like the Lakers.
Anybody want to bet against the Lakers tonight? Speak up. King me.
That little Reese boy.
Hello.
Him a contract.
Hey, hold up. Who is that? Is that you, Nakia?
Hello, yeah.
You got to be a dumbass. We already got a bitch. Mm-hmm. You a dumb. You dumb and kid.
Oh, man. Nakia had a birthday yesterday,
dog. How much, Kenny?
He had a birthday yesterday.
I didn't know that. See, you didn't even put him up. How much, Kenny? Happy birthday, kid. How much, Kenny?
100. I take 100.
We lost. That's on the game. That's just on the game tonight, right?
Yeah.
I ain't talking about no series. I'm talking about the game tonight. They playing in Denver. We locked.
I don't care. Okay, 100.
We locked. Man, let me somebody like
Dog.
Yeah.
I got a soft 20 LeBron get 3 flops in tonight.
I got a soft 20. You put some salt on my picker, it'll taste better.
Mm-hmm.
Dre just texted me talking about some $20 on Denver. Dre, I don't want no damn $20 on no Denver from you, boy. Dre just texted me talking about 20. No bet, Dre. No bet. I'm going broke so I can shut up. I'm going to put up a shut up. If I lose them 200 tonight, y'all won't hear me tomorrow. I'll be dead broke. Well, y'all mighty quiet tonight. When I want y'all to talk, anybody, let me see. Damn, I'm going to get another text here. Hold on. Let me see what the text is. Everybody real quiet tonight. Dre got a birthday coming. Man, will you stop telling me about Dre's birthday, please? I don't want to know about Dre's birthday. Jesus Christ. Ugly Dre is. I ain't know he was that. He still had a birthday. Ugly he was. I ain't know that. If you get a certain ugly, do you still have birthdays? Uh-oh. Ray said, Ray just texted me somebody. Said, oh, somebody said Ray won't pay. Now, Ray always paid me now. They said Ray won't pay. Ray always paid me, but I mean, I don't know. I can't say he won't pay. He paid me, so I can't say he won't pay. But anyway, anybody got something? Because I'm going to go watch LeBron in a few minutes. Y'all already know what I was going to say tonight. Y'all already knew what I was going to say tonight. But now if y'all got something to talk about, we can. Now, who wanted Scotty G last night? Scotty G texted me talking trash. Who wanted Scotty G from last night? Hello? Hello? Would that body cold?
Who won it?
Yeah. Would that body cold, Ricky?
No, I don't know. Man. I ain't got nothing to say on that subject.
Who wanted him? Ain't no fun when Tate and the main hog and Tate done scared Jamie, Tony Bynum done slapped Jamie. Man. Ain't no fun. Ain't no fun to start no trouble with. I gotta get Jamie back on the winning streak so we can have something to talk about. Trika Leach couldn't talk last night. Her hub was at home. She couldn't talk last night. Yeah. Man, stuff rough. It's rough, man. Yeah. Bobby Cole done got quiet. He trying to get his car ready for this weekend. Oh, Mike, come on, tell him one more time about this weekend before we get out of here, Mike. Mike, tell him about the weekend before we get out of here, Mike.
Man, oh man, like I said, Dawes and Dragway, 10,000 to win, 5-inch and under, small block blue, 5,000 to win, Extreme 28, 4,000 to win, all steel, all glass, Friday night, anything on 28, 275, 2,500, all shootouts, free entries, 25,000 total.
I don't see how you do it, Ricky.
Who, me? They call me Cat Daddy, but old fool should be my name. They call me Cat Daddy, old fool should be my name.
Hey, that's what they said Daddy Boy is. They said Daddy Boy working the car dealer for doggone it the whole week. 7 days a week, he go out there in 10 minutes and gave that woman all his damn money. They call him.
Oh man, not the Toyota.
Yeah, man. I don't understand it. All right, y'all. You sure y'all ain't got anything to talk about? Uh-oh, I'm gonna take.
Yeah, need
y'all
time give me, to
somebody,
talk about.
Yeah, Michael. If don't open the guy. What does all steal all glass? Come out your microphone open, Tim. Let's ask the question. All steel, all glass. We got a whole lot of cars down there now. It done got out of hand, Tim. But yeah. Tim, you open, Tim? What you mean? What does all steel and glass?
It's some steel.
Well,
some
that's
glass.
Exactly what I was getting ready to say, dog. We were up here one day last week. We were discussing that. And next thing I know, we went into something so far out in left field. I don't even know. So, you know, one person say this is you can't have if you're talking about real glass. And one person say, well, my car came with fiberglass fenders and doors or whatever. It just, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on, man. There's so much crap going on.
Let me tell you, Tim. Different promoters have different rules for different whatever, but it's all steel, all glass, except you can have it. You can have the trunk lid, the bumper, and the hood. But if a car comes with fiberglass, fiberglass stuff, quite naturally, you can't say all steel. As long as it's factory, and some of them let them have, all of them now let them have the Optic Armor front glasses, Optic Armor glasses on there. Ricky, you can tell them some more. But you got to have the real side glasses. You got to have real side glasses. Come on, Ricky.
Oh, Lord. Well, oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Yeah, you pretty much hit it. Mike was talking about that the other day, that instead of calling it all steel and all glass, at some point we're going to have to call it OEM bodies. Mm-hmm. Because some cars
come with plastic fenders. Some cars come with plastic roofs, like a 2002, a lot of 2002 Camaros and Trans Ams. You know, they're composite roofs and composite fenders, but don't make them any lighter or nothing, but they're just not all still all glass.
Hmm.
Some point, they're going to have to change that over to OEM bodies.
Okay.
Ricky, I got a question. Ricky, I got a question for you. What G-bodies or whatever come with those kind of parts you're talking about?
No G-bodies does.
Okay.
Well, you said
hey, kid, all of a sudden I roll in the track, and I got a steel hood, and it's cut out. And I got my little plastic scoop coming out of it and stuff like that. I'm all steel. You come into it, I got a fiberglass hood, but they told me that was okay. But technically, you ain't all steel, and I am.
They're allotted.
Like Ricky said, you should change it because technically,
it don't make no
allotted.
Difference. If you're promoting, you want yours like that. Then you can do yours like that, Tim, but you won't
Most of them use it as the name of the class. So it's all steel, all glass. But then in the rules, when you read the rules, it say fiberglass hood, deck lid, bumper, okay. But what Ricky saying is the problem is what Ricky saying now is what we were talking about was like all steel, all you say all steel, all glass now. Well, now you letting a car that come in from the factory that ain't got no steel on it, racing a class that's called all steel all glass. We like, eventually they might need to look at a different name for that class, come up with a different name.
Right. I think that's what Tim's saying.
Right.
I think that's what Tim's saying. You call it all steel all glass, but you ain't. You ain't, though. That's what you saying there, Tim?
Well, ain't none of them going to be
that's
all steel.
That's right,
all
dog,
glass.
Because you remember, if you come in and you say, okay, I'll just make them up a G-body, and I say, you got to have stock suspension, and I come in there with a strut front end, and then you say, no. I say, well, what's the difference? You let him in with this and that. And that's why I say it's too
hard. Hold on, Tim. You just fucked up. What the hell is stock a strut front end got to do with being stock style?
Because sometimes, like Mustang, they come with strut front ends and things like that, so that's why I'm just saying, people are always finding a way to get around stuff. So, try to set your car up to do what's right, and somebody else come with something wrong, and then we say, okay, he can come in, he can do that. Whoa, this don't make no sense, man. Every time I turn around,
Tim, I just got a text, Tim. They said, Why is Tim House got all the questions? He don't raise nothing, neither one, nothing.
Oh, Lord.
Watch this, brother dog. Hold on. I'll give you a good answer. Because if I put my money in and I do decide to drive a put a car in there like that, then the 10 minutes later you change the rules or I'm not going to tell you,
Chuck, sent me that. I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't
living up to the night, right?
I'm like Kiki. I'm not gonna tell you Chuck sent me that.
I got my eye on it.
Yeah, Keith, I told him I ain't gonna tell him send me this stuff. I ain't gonna tell him Chuck sent me that. I ain't gonna tell him Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, what happened to my buddies up there this weekend? I seen them. What happened to Stenard Racing up there this week? They're my undercover buddies. I'm gonna go ahead and reveal my undercover buddies. Stenard Racing, I saw them arguing about stuff. What happened to Stenard Racing this week up there at Peso Race? Anybody know Stenard Racing? STENOD. Stenard Racing, what happened to them up there? Did they get beat? Are they car broke or what? Don't nobody know who Stenard Racing is?
Uh-uh.
They finna text me and tell me. I'm waiting on the text. Oh, they got messed up the first round of all steel, all glass. Goddamn. Okay. All right. Yeah, Mike. Yeah, Michael.
I was gonna say that situation earlier hell, with Peso, hell, I hadn't even heard nothing about that. Hell, how the hell, Sam? That must have been something.
Well, I had heard about it, But I didn't realize why it was so much a big deal, but somebody sent me the big old fly fly by themselves saying him and Tony Vine is locked in the race, a fly by themselves. So that's why everybody they thought I was talking about it. They got a big old fly. May Madness, Tony Boss Bynes versus the Black Panther. That's why. Saturday, a whole fly by itself.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why everybody was talking about it. So I got it now. But anyway, somebody over there breathing order over there, it might be Tim trying to do sit-ups or something, I don't know.
Somebody got it, anyway, breathing order.
Yeah, they didn't stop now even when they hear me. All right, guys, if y'all ain't got it, we can get out of here. Anybody got something before we go? Don't forget, this week we'll be down at Darlington. Well, I'll be down at Darlington tomorrow but we'll be down at Darlington this weekend. Mike giving away $23,000, $25,000 free entry. Well, he keep on doing them free entries. I don't understand it. Anyway, it's his money, y'all. And don't forget, Antonio Jones, you won the 2 free tickets. So if you decide to come on down, come on and see me. See me or Mike. See Mike anyway because it's his money. All right. Anybody got something? We gone. Good night, y'all. Have a good one.